This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. One of the common premises that's set forth in Christianity today is found in Romans 12 at verse 2, where the Apostle Paul says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." John followed up with a similar sentiment in John 15:19, when he said, "If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." It is absolutely true that Christians, biblically, are called to live outside of culture. Christians should be influencing the culture, not allowing the culture to influence them. It seems many Christians may struggle with this. I know I certainly do. We notice other people, and we notice things that are happening in our lives, and we tend to let the culture influence us, even though Paul and John, through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, told us not to do so. I don't know if you have ever thought about how much time you have left on this earth. If you were to take the number 80, which is the average lifespan of a person in current Western culture, and subtract your age, you could multiply that number by 365, and that would give you a rough estimate of how many days you have left. If you were to be hit by a Mack truck or were to be diagnosed with some kind of significant illness, you might have less. By reason of strength, you might have a little bit more than 80 years on this earth. But let me tell you about all of those days that you could predict. All of the days in our future, if God allows us to have them, are days that have not gone wrong yet. Every single day in our future can be a good day if we determine to make them good days now. You see, we're looking for good days. Good days lead to good weeks. Good weeks lead to good months. Good months lead to good years. And good years lead to a good life. Let me share with you a couple of principles about time that the Bible teaches us. One of them is found in Hebrews 9 at verse 27, where the writer of Hebrews says, "It is appointed to man to die once, and after this, the judgment. We are exhorted, because death is coming for each and every one of us, we are exhorted to redeem the time." Ephesians 5 at verse 16, Paul says, "Redeem the time, because the days are evil." And then, of course, God instructs us in a very clear and straightforward way how we are to use our time. One thing is for sure. In the book of Deuteronomy, he says, "You spend time telling your children about God. You speak of God." In the book of Proverbs, he says, "How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep?" We're not to waste our time. Are you a person who's caught up in things that seem urgent but might not seem important? Or maybe you're caught up in things that seem not urgent but very important. One of the principles that we can learn from the Word of God is that we need to devote our time to things that are important, not necessarily urgent, and not necessarily unimportant. Consider with me some things that spending time in important matters will do. When we spend time in the important matters, it helps us to understand and prevent the urgent matters. Some things build relationships. And oftentimes we will find that we don't have time for that. And so we don't make plans for the important things And oftentimes those important things then become the urgent things. As we think about our lives, let me encourage you, spend time, take the time to do the things that are important. Things like praying, planning, reading the Word of God, communicating with our spouse or significant others, considering the things of our lives, and the meditation of the law. Psalm 119:97 says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." And when we spend time with the important, the urgent, and even the non-important tend to take care of themselves. My name is Jeremy Northrop. This is The Christian Counselor.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.